Govinda Maharaj's Parents' Day, August 22nd, 2006. August
24.
After the departure of the
Radhana.
And
Kumarwani. Men disciples came to me, and then I began to take the medicine to Asam Maharaj, to Ram Maharaj.
Ram Vijay.
Oh, I gave some nuts also. Now they are teaching in the whole world, cutting their carpets of Jeeva Tattva, the Tattva. So, I gave one of them. So I gave my Kuspanya.
Srila Gauranga Maharaj also was like that. No, it's not the same. Extraordinary was his conduct, and extraordinary was also his precept, his idea, his understanding of the teachings of his Gurudev. So, especially today, two things I want to discuss. How he was, even though he is not a sadhak, he is a siddha, but how he gave perfect example of sadhana. Even in very old age, he would only sleep 2 or 3 hours every night. He had made a vow not to take any mahaprasad or to take rest until he had finished his daily quota of translation. So even when he would travel to long flights to America or 10, 12 hours traveling, he would not sleep until he finished his daily translation work that his Gurudev had given him. Also, he would not take prasad until he had finished his translation. Every night at 1 o'clock in the morning, he used to take mahaprasad. Then every morning, 4 o'clock, he would wake. So in 24 hours, he would never sleep more than 2. And when he became little elderly, then 3 hours, he would sleep every day. And only we saw him doing 3 activities, Harikatha, Harinam, and translation. He had no other activities. Always he was absorbed in those 3 things. Especially he used to teach that we should have Nishtha on Guru and Nishtha in the instruction of the spiritual master. He used to give the example of Sri Parasuram. Parasuram is an incarnation of Godhead, but he gave a perfect example how to follow the order of the Guru. He said, we are not obtaining the mercy of the Guru because we think we can simply flatter the Gurudev. Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Kodoi Dasi, Chunapiksati. He said, you cannot get the mercy of the Guru by flattering him. You can only get the mercy of the Guru when you follow his instruction. Therefore, Bhagavan Parasuram, he showed that example how to follow the order of the Guru. One day, Parasuram's wife had become attracted to one man. Therefore, Parasuram's father ordered him, ordered the eldest brother, chop off the head of your mother. But the elder brother was thinking, how can I chop off the head of my mother? It's a great sinful thing. Then the three older brothers of Sri Parasuram refused the order of their father. But when Parasuram ordered, when Jabanagni Ji ordered Parasuram, chop off the head of your mother, immediately Parasuram took off the head of his mother and his three brothers because they disobeyed the order of the Guru. So Sri Jabanagni was very happy. You are the real disciple. You are the real son because you followed my instruction without changing anything. As I ordered, you follow. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj gave that wonderful example in his own life of how to follow the order of the Guru. That time
Prabhupada gave him
some three main instructions. You should go to Bhubaneswar and you should open a temple which will become the best temple in the whole of ISKCON, and all of ISKCON will come here to this temple to hear your Harikatha. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, before he left, he put his stick in the ground three times in Bhubaneswar. Tok, tok, tok. He said, I leave all my mercy here. I leave all my mercy here. I leave all my mercy here. That time Srila Gauranga Maharaj was thinking, how I can build a temple, even I don't have 2 rupees, no disciples, nothing. But he said, Guru has given order, I have to do. Therefore, every day he would walk 15 to 20 miles. Because that time, no money even for a bicycle. 15 or 20 miles, door to door, preaching. And somehow he collected money slowly, slowly, and built that temple in Bhubaneswar. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave him complete instructions, build a temple like this, and install deities of Gaudi Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Srila Swami Maharaj said, because my disciples cannot go to Jagannath, therefore I am bringing Jagannath here, and everyone can have darshan there. So, when they built the temple, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had given instructions, you install Gauri Thai, old-fashioned, Odisha-style murti. But when Srila Gauranga Maharaj was discussing with the GBC, I will install the murtis of Gauri Thai, Krishna Balaram, in the old-fashioned, Odisha style. Then GBC said, no, no, it's too expensive. We cannot find an artist. You just do Radha Krishna and marble Krishna Balaram. They would not agree. Then Srila Gauranga Maharaj stood up and walked out. They said, Maharaj, where are you going? He said, if I cannot follow the order of my Guru, I have no relation to this temple. I am going next door and I will build another temple. And I will just follow the order my Gurudev did to install Gauri Thai, Krishna Balaram, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Then they begged him back. So very hard life he had. One of his main teachings, he said, do not try to find a very comfortable situation in Guru Seva. Because that suffering which we encounter in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, that suffering destroys all our anattas. That suffering in Guru Seva, that gives us Krishna Prem. So he did not encourage disciples to try to find an easy life. In fact, he used to order the worst rice. The worst rice full of stones and potato he would order. He said, because then the materialists, the bogies, they will not eat here. And they will leave the temple, and only those who are serious about Saman Bhajan, they will stay in the temple. So he gave a very ideal example of Guru Seva. One of his main contributions is Srila Swami Maharaj ordered him, translate all my books into Oriya. Such a hard work. Therefore, day and night he translated Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Upadeshamrita. He translated all those books. He made his own printing press. Printed all those books himself. And then he sent his devotees all around Orissa, teaching the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think Jagannath Puri must be one of the most difficult places in the world to preach, because there all our smartas, all our this and that, Saki Becky, Jati Gosai, all is complete. Sahaja, Upa Sampradaya. Therefore, to preach on Orissa, very, very difficult work. But Srila Gauranga Maharaj, by his forceful preaching, he really established the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in its purity in Jagannath Puri. Even the king of Orissa used to come for his darshan. I heard one time Jagannath Dev gave a dream to the king of Orissa. You take this, the king of Jagannath Puri, you take my prasad to my devotee, Srila Gauranga Maharaj there in Bhubaneswar. So Srila Prabhupada gave him those orders, build the temple in Bhubaneswar, translate all my books to Orissa, and thirdly, preach all around the world. So there was many, many obstacles in his preaching. Many times I heard, they used to lock him in his room so he could not come out to give class. When he first went to France, that time Bhagawan Maharaj had built that big temple. So he went in the bathroom, the golden toilet, the golden handles, the windows. So Srila Gautama was so simple, he thought, this is the temple room. So he did pranam there. And they gave him one bed, one huge 5-acre bed. He did pranam and said, this is no bed for sannyasi, I'll sleep outside. So he began preaching, and in only 10 years, really he created a revolution in this society. He used to teach this Srimad Bhagavatam is to cause a revolution and a misguided society. So how unfortunate, even the Vaishnava society was misguided. Especially that time, people were preaching, no need for sadhu sangha, no need for sadhu sangha. Just read the books. Srila Prabhupada said everything in his books. Therefore, Srila Gautama used to cut those arguments. He used to say, because we are on a very low standard, we cannot understand the writings of the acharyas without sadhu sangha. And Srila Prabhupada is in his books, but Sri Rupa Goswami is also in his books. Sri Jiva Goswami is also in his books. Without sadhu sangha, we cannot penetrate the real meanings of the authors of those books. Therefore, in 10 years, he preached all around the world. One of his main teachings, people used to say, you come and preach to the new people. And Srila Gautama said, no. Anyone can preach to the new people, but I am come to preach to the preachers. To preach to the preachers. And he also wanted to show, I want to show all these smartas and the pundits of Jagannath Puri are criticizing my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But I want to show how all the teachings are there in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, very strongly he fought against those upper sampradayas in Jagannath Puri. Especially even at an advanced age. He used to go 2 months of pariyatra. Village to village, village to village, village to village. And for 2 months he gave the same class, Ajamil Charitra, the glories of Harinam. I remember when he used to speak, especially there was pin drop silence. And when he would do the kirtan, no one would do kirtan, then he would say very loudly, those who do kirtan, Yamaraj crosses their book out of the name. And those who do not do kirtan, Yamaraj writes their name in the book. Then they would start kirtan and all the villagers would be Hare Krishna, very loudly. Every year he would do that parikram. Why? Because he was banned from going everywhere else in the world. And he said, without preaching, I cannot live. Therefore, he used to preach in Orissa, door to door, door to door. He preached very, very strongly about Guru Tattva. Especially, he used to say, the fault with my god brothers, they cannot understand the necessity of Shiksha Guru. They cannot understand. That is the main fault of my god brothers. They were very much used to preach about Guru Tattva. Then some people used to criticize him. Why are you only preaching Guru, 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 Guru? He said, because if you cannot understand Guru Tattva, then you cannot understand any other Tattva. Therefore, first is Guru Tattva. Especially Guruji said, he preached about Jiva Tattva. Especially he would preach the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the prayer of the gopis. Very, very now, even now, we think very, very high classes. He used to describe Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Maranakya, Mahabhav. He used to say, none of you can understand. He said, I am trying to sell mirrors in the land of blind men. Because none of you are qualified to understand. He said, but I pray to the mercy of Sachinandan Gaurahari that he will give his blessings, then you can understand all these things. So of course, so many obstacles came in his preaching. Therefore, he chose to leave this world. But very much we are indebted to him because he used to indicate us, oh, you go to Srila Narayan Maharaj. I remember one time I asked him, I met Pran Kishore at Urukrambhu, Padmanabh Maharaj, and they are your followers. So I asked, when I met Srila Gaurav, I asked him, everyone is leaving ISKCON and going to Srila Narayan Maharaj. So tell me your opinion of that. Then he became very, loud. And he said, you are thinking ISKCON, non-ISKCON, but this is nothing to do with Vaishnavism. ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that Vaishnava who is 100% Krishna conscious, he is the real and bona fide member of ISKCON. And they said, if you get the chance in his Sangha, you should run there. So very easily, disciple cannot understand the instructions of the Guru. Therefore, disciples should take shelter of Shiksha Guru to understand the glories of their own Guru. Last thing, I remember Srila Gauga Maharaj disappeared, and next morning all disciples had a meeting. I couldn't believe it. Srila Gauga Maharaj's whole life is teaching Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lava Mantra, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. And next morning all disciples say, don't do Sadhu Sangha. Don't go to Vaishnava, stay here, stay here. But I'm thinking these guys are completely crazy. Not even 12 hours have passed, already changing the Siddhanta of the spiritual master for their own self-interest. They are very much indebted to Srila Gauga Maharaj. He is Shiksha Guru, but also he is Bhakta Pradaksh Guru. Because he sent us to the feet of our Gurudev, Diksha Guru. And this morning I was thinking, if Srila Gauga Maharaj not give his mercy, then we never met Gurudev, and how he can take Diksha, how he can get a chance to stay in Vrindavan, Govardhan Vas, how Sannyas, Gayatri Mantras. All this, by His mercy, He sent us to bona fide Diksha Guru. And now by His mercy, and by mercy of Gurudev, all these things, we get an opportunity. Otherwise, where are we born? Most sinful players, degraded personalities. But only by the mercy of Vaishnavas now our life has become completely successful. Trying to become successful. So today, I offer my Pushpanjali, His lotus feet. Pray for the benediction. One time he gave me benediction. And we did parikram 2 months. And then everyone he was giving different benediction. Then he gave one benediction to me. He said, you should learn Hindi. Then you can preach all over India. And I used to, why Hindi? This is Orissa, I should learn Orient. But he said, no, you have to learn Hindi. And he said, I give benediction that you'll spend the rest of your life in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. So I hope that that benediction is still valid. And I can spend the rest of my life serving the servants of Sri Rupa Goswami. Bansha Kalpa Tumras Chakra Sandhya.
कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमो विष्णु पदाय राधिकाय प्रियात्मने श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत नारायणमिति नमः नमो नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद् गौरवृन्द स्वामीमिति नमः First of all, I offer my respect and obeisances to Diksha Guru and Sannyas Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Param Krishna Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, and equally to Sri Srimad Gaurava Goswami Maharaj. By whose mercy, now in my spiritual life, so I have to offer some Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of Gurudev. First, when I was very young, like 13 years old, I came to know about ISKCON. I was born in a Vaishnava family. We were chanting Harinam, everything, but we did not know anything. But first I heard about ISKCON and got one book of Srila Prabhupada. I read and started chanting strictly 16 rounds. So, until I was schooling so much hard task to study in school, still I was every day chanting 16 rounds. So my desire came, I should accept a guru like Prabhupada. I heard that Prabhupada disappeared in this world. I did not know there is a center in Odisha. I know there is a center in Bombay, Delhi, Mayapur, big centers. So after reading books, such a big guru like powerful guru like Prabhupada, where I can get. So I traveled with my brother, so many places. My brother was at the time in Delhi, also different centers. So I traveled Mayapur and met so many ISKCON gurus. I was not satisfied. I had some good fortune in associating so many great elevated Vaishnavas and saw them in my childhood also. So I was not satisfied so much. So I was thinking the Guru will know my heart and really develop my faith that he can deliver me. So once my younger brother, who is now Babaji, Jagdish Babaji, went in here and there. He came to, anyway, came to Bhubaneswar and met Srila Gurudev, Gaurang Maharaj. And went, and it was another time, but in 7 days, he speaks only in Odia for hours, evening time, only the glories of gopis and only the glories of Jagannath. So many. Those classes, if you are fortunate, you have heard these classes. He just went and told this thing, and glories of Mahaprabhu. So much he speaks. And he went, just for Ratatra, he went to and told me, because at that time we had a center and many, many devotees were there, and 50 devotees. But he did not know anything, no guidance, just doing like everything. So when I heard about Gurudev, so immediately I was attracted, oh, I should come. So immediately I left all my school, college, I was graduating, starting my graduation, bachelor. I left my study, I came to meet him. Once I came, I met him, I lost everything. I said, I left everything, I don't know, where my certificates, everything I lost, I never went back. Because I had his Harikatha, so I had his Harikatha and waiting. I will take Shantarabhi completely. If he is really pure devotee, know my heart, because here it is very difficult to meet him, so much restriction. He is only coming out only 1 hour a day. And that is only secretary, so many senior devotees are there and very difficult to meet him. If he will call me personally and talk to me, so I had this desire. So next day I was doing kirtan in temple room, evening time, just he sent his servant, personal servant, he called, Gurudev is calling. The first I was very afraid because he was very grave and he was like usually all the devotees. But that day, when I came to him, I felt Dandavas Pranam, I was touching his feet always. So then he called me, asked me, what is your name? Oh, my name is Krishna Prasad, my name. And where I come, I tell, express my desire, oh, I'm long time associating with the books, reading and teaching. And then he asked me, you are doing nice kirtan, to learn the songs of our acharyas, Gaudiya acharyas, Bhakti Mohan Thakur, and gave me blessings. After that, I never fear. He said, any time you can come to my room. Any time you come to my room, I have so much seva. Also, I assisted him in publications and served him personally. Padyatra, I traveled around with him all over Odisha. So many some experiences I have, I can tell. So some childhood pastimes I heard from one of his cousin. From Gadegiri, Gurudev was very small, young age. It's very deep attachment towards bhajan. Like he in his later age, we are seeing also in his childhood days, he was like that, very great. Not mixing with, not fickleness, but very great and completely doing observing kirtan. Very small boy. Always observing kirtan, don't know, he doesn't know anything, what to eat, going to sleep, he has nothing. Since childhood, he is always like this. So once, he was at the time of schooling, he went to one Gajagiri one place, Gopal, there was very popular place at that time. He used to do Manavundan Lila, pastimes. The different groups are there, they perform the pastimes. And Gurudev came. And Gurudev was even not interested in seeing this drama, opera, nothing. But he hears something about Radha Krishna, some dramas like this. Especially he was so much attracted to this pastimes of Krishna and Radharani. Other pastimes, even not Ramayana, he was hearing, but so much more attraction towards Gopal like this. So when he came with his uncle and he saw this drama, he's crying and crying all night and drama is over, then went to house crying and crying. Nobody could understand. But he was maintaining a diary. Later on, after many years, when he found the diary, Gurudev is writing that day, liking because Krishna is coming to pacify the man of Srimati Radharani. If we heard, the Guru said, Jat Kim Kurish Bahusa Kalukal Bani, परस्य पुरुषस्य शिखण्डमौलि पाकदर्शनिते विषवानते तत्कलितुञ्जे वबनाङ्गनमार्जयिष्यति. Krishna is trying so much to pacify the Manav Radharani. At last, he's consulting with Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi talks about Krishna. How Krishna's advancing so much. Krishna is rolling in the ground, the Jamuna, bank of Jamuna. How he meets with Radharani. Vrindadevi told one, you have to become a yogi. You have to give up all your dress, your curly hair, become pickled feather. Everything you have to give up and become a yogi. And then you have to chant Radharani's name. Gurudev was always, this song was very popular. I know when we went to meet Srila Bhakti Chandra Das Babaji Maharaj, who was Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sushtam disciple, he was always crying. This song most of the time was singing. Tonama Gai Tundare, Prema Dandar, Prema Dambaru Bajai, Ikya Magukuri Dandare. For Radhe, I will be always chanting your name and crying in the street. And rolling around, begging door to door, the love, your love only. Tonama Gai Tundare, Bhiksha Maguthivi, Dandare, Prema Damburu Bajai. Damburu means the instrument. So this is your very favorite song. I know whenever there are meetings with high class, she's crying. This songs I heard from him. So then Gurudev wrote, oh Krishna, please, if you're merciful, I don't like this sansar. I don't know why I'm here. You make me a yogi. Like you, like Mahaprabhu, he was always praying this. This is what his inner mood. He was not so friendly to his mother, brothers. Nobody could understand his mood. Sometimes, days he was walking inside, the door inside. Why, brother? His name was Brother Bandhu. Open the door. What do you want? Oh, I don't want to talk to anybody. Oh, you, what do you want? You please take prasad. Very difficult to us, always like this, observing mood. Nobody could understand. Otherwise, after that he became school teacher because in school teacher time he was always the very best in student life also, very scholar, he was best in university. Became school teacher when he was teaching in class, he was only teaching Krishna Katha and Ram Katha, nothing else. Especially he was very good speaker of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So people also they invite always him to speak Hari Katha. So when this topic comes, like mathematics teaching, if Ram or Krishna, the name comes, he starts Krishna, that the period is over. Like this. They are like this in many students. Almost more than 40 students became his disciples later. All disciples are devotees. We met many of his students. My previous village, also one of his teachers, student, his disciple. So many, his student became disciple, always speaking Krishna Katha. Nothing else. So once I remember one, Sri Gaura Prabhu, was organizing Padyatra, Radhan Prabhu maybe, Damodar Maharaj maybe know him. Sri Gaura Prabhu was a police reporter, police connoisseur. So at the time, so he invited once, in 3 years, before Gurudev became sannyasi. This is a very old story. So he was inviting to do Gita Yajna, Bhagavad Gita Katha for 7 days. Then once he invited many, like the organization from Ishwar Brahma Kumari, from yogis, so many persons are sitting the pendal. Also he came, Gurudev invited Gurudev. So he was a teacher who was sitting there, very grave, also very angry. Somebody criticizing Krishna or Mahaprabhu, he chastised so much way that people will immediately leave that place. So one Babaji was smoking on that ganja. When he saw immediately, he said, get out from here. He told, please, get out. Yes, so the Babaji was smoking. He felt so much. Not immediately left and went to the village and river bank was rolling and said, I will die today. My life is useless. So much great. I am such a sinful person. I mean, it immediately changed. And people went, Sigurdu went, he pacified, oh, you please come. Then he afterwards he regretted, oh, I that way he left smoking forever. So his preaching was so strong that whoever came to him very boldly, why in Orissa, like Dhanumas told, he was like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur cried so much, Namad, also Prabhupada's time. So many sahajas, smartas, they never accept Vaishnavas. So he was so strong, he was so strongly preaching that he all went, millions of people, even Purivasi, all surrendered to him. So strong personality. And he has so power, if somebody was coming before him, he was trembling, he cannot speak anything else. You know, see, Iskan Gurus also. They came to Gurudev because sitting in his next life, they cannot speak anything else. He's so strong because he can know immediately anything speaking against Siddhanta. So I have to relate some few of his pastimes. The Padyatra, I had good fortune to travel with him, Padyatra. By the time also I saw him. Padyatra, he was, the devotee was so much absorbed in Nam Kirtan. He's barefoot walking 30 kilometers a day. 30 kilometers, sometimes 40 kilometers. So much tired. But every time Gurudev was coming, and by his darshan, everybody was all relieved, nobody was tired anymore. And even during Harikatha. At night time, I know, at night time, many devotees waking up, shouting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Night time, I found one devotee next to me. Many devotees found, night time also, loud and chanting, Kirtan, in dream. So much potency, so much mercy is awarded in this devotee in Padyatra, who felt so much strength of, nowadays they dare to find this type of Sangha. And she was so strict, devotees are always very humble and following his order. After his disappearance, only few disciples could understand his original inner mood, others could not understand. And sometimes, we are in Sankirtan bus, I was in book distribution party in Jagannath bus. I remember one devotee was in charge, Guru Maharaj Prabhu. And then in Malkanagiri, very summertime, very hot, it's like 50 degrees Celsius, we are distributing books, nose bleeding, all had diarrhea, all. 2 days book distribution stopped, all were flat somewhere. The Gurudev told, cannot come back because you have to do seva. Then he wrote one letter, sent to a devotee. The devotee came, and so Gurudev just told the letter there. As soon as the Gurudev said the letter, then closed. Did not tell anything, he said, go back. Then all the devotees here, all became cured. Nobody, after that whole summer, we had nobody became anything sick. Just so merciful to his disciples. He always tells, oh, I am always like me. I was when I came to Bhubaneswar, it's very austere. At that time, not good prasadam, no place to sleep. Nobody asked you, you have dhoti or not. We had nothing. One dhoti, sometimes no bed seats, sleeping in the ground, and sleep 8 hours service. So austere. I wanted to leave temple. Because I go to Bombay, Delhi, some nice temples are there. I was a little bit thinking. The Gurudev next day called me. So don't leave me. I will give you always, whole life, spiritual life, anything, you will always. In your life, you will never feel any scarcity, always I am with you. And always give you protection in your spiritual life. So I feel this always, by His mercy, I came to Gurudev, otherwise I don't know what would happen to my spiritual life. And always I feel His protection. Any problem, any situation, very worst case, anywhere I am there, Gurudev immediately, I pray immediately, I feel His words are always true. He always very affectionate His disciple. And then, with some pastimes, like even Krishna Balaram temple was made, Prabhupada's instruction was to make Krishna Balaram temple. So like usual temple, there was one lion gate. That was the end. Nothing was there. But Krishna Balaram suddenly appeared in the early morning, 3 o'clock. Oh, you must do Chandrayatra, everywhere, all over Odisha. What type of Baba you are staying here and not doing our Chandrayatra? We are so hot, feeling so much heat. We should do Chandrayatra. The Guru took a how I do? Immediately make, where, which place I will make? Oh, here you make a big hole and make Chandrayatra. Immediately Guru the morning time called all the villagers. They made a big hole. First time was made like this. A big hole. And the immediate boat was prepared and they put the polythene and poured water. And the professional reciters came. They sing Gita Govinda in Odisha, especially all the temples, most of Radha Krishna temples in village, every village you find. Wherever they do Chandrayatra time and all this Lila Kirtan, mostly they sing Gita Govinda. It is a very household, but Vanshivadan's village also, his village, I went many villages, they sing Gita Govinda and nicely. So Gita Govinda says, singers came. The one of the occasion I was singing some songs, I did not know Gita Govinda, no songs, just sing some Hindi versions, like Iskan version. So Gurudev called me, oh, you try to learn this, sing these songs. Then I could not sing, tried so many, few years, I could not sing. Many years after, I was praying once, after disappearance, then I could sing the first song. the Mangal Gita. It was took many years to me to sing. Before I usually tried so much, I could not sing this song. So then once the Gopinath Mandir was not there, so Krishna, Gurudev desire always had like Radha Gopinath, serving to Radha Gopalji always. So he wanted to manifest this Gopinath temple. What happened? He made, he empowered the pujari so that he saw so many things, dreams he saw. 3 days after he came to Gurudev, Gurudev, I am seeing so many particular dreams, I don't know what to do, I am expressing before you. So what you are seeing? I am seeing coming to Mangala Arati, Krishna Balaram, Krishna is not there. Krishna is no more in altar, I am going outside, I am finding in the forest. Krishna is there and talking with Radharani and just nodding down his head and there now separating. So I am dragging his hand and bring to altar. And many times this, I don't know what is the meaning, why I am seeing this thing, very upset. The Guru Mangala is becoming late because I am dreaming. The Gurudev told Krishna cannot sing without Radharani. You have to manifest Radha Gopinath temple. Then he manifests Radha Gopinath temple. So many things are there, he cannot be expressed. Then, once he was, while construction was going on, Gurudev was praying, oh, telling, oh, I cannot, because so much seva to do, so much, I cannot look after whole construction. Krishna Balaram appeared, oh, don't worry, we are looking after, this is our temple. We are looking after the whole construction. Don't worry about this. And other than devotee staying there, they're very austere. And they know I heard from one Maharaj, Dandi Maharaj, now in Puri Bhakti Bhajan Puri Maharaj Ashram. Dandi Maharaj was Vaishnav Das Brahmachari at that time. He was telling me, so much renown, so much Vairagya, we never saw with any Vaishnav. We heard in Rupa Sanatan, in Brajan, how they are entering the life. We saw how much Vairagya he was. Some days he eating, some days not. Sometimes eating once was fixed, but sometimes even not. And he never, this class has never no color is going. Just in mud, in the mud he was doing, making his color. So devotees, Brahmachari asking Gurudev, we want mirror. He's giving at that time very less paisa, just a small mirror to see the face only. Then nobody was staying there, all living to Mayapur, Bombay and here and there. So nobody could understand his mood. Bhagavad Das Prabhu tells that he never saw many days, many years he stayed there, I never saw him sleeping or lying down. There's so much austere, he was so much renounced, always engaged in bhajan. Also before he was engaged 24 hours chanting, sometimes whole night passed like this. Also when I came, I saw many Janmashtamis and Nitya Pradeshi, Kirtan goes on all night. Gurudev never sleeps. Never sleeps. But we devotees, we are tired, always sleeping. He always thinks sleeping is Maya. He should always solve. In Brahmacharya should solve 8 hours. Otherwise, you cannot develop anything in your life. Then, he was very strict, everyone knows. He was very strict with dealing with ladies, women. Very few disciples, female disciples, can come very close, otherwise very far, cannot come, very difficult to give darshan. Few secondary you can talk, sometimes Western world very merciful, otherwise was not. So but when was any Lila Kirtan or Manamandan or Lila was going on, he was the first person to sit in the front. The complete first person and he was never blinking his eyes. Whole night sitting and watching the Leela, crying. The amazing movie could never understand, but after Gurudev's mercy, he little bit understand what was his mood. He was telling once one yogi came to him, Arvi Mayavadi, arguing so much with him, and Gurudev defeated all this, and so angry. The night time, one scorpion came, very big scorpion, and beat Gurudev's sitting, and because at that time it was no Gurudev had no table, only a box. Sleeping in the ground, one box was writing. So he beat Gurudev. So Gurudev getting so much pain. The morning saw that the scorpion dead. He asking what happened, the scorpion was giving so much pain and dead. And he was a yogi. He was telling anybody giving Vaishnava so much trouble. Vaishnava charita aprakuta sada, Nirdosa Maya. The Vaishnava is very pure. Anybody saying in the Hinsakari, Bhakti Vinod, Nasambhasya, Bhakti Sadhanamari, Bhakti Dham saying Vaishnava is very pure. He has nothing in his heart. Everything has given to Krishna. He is serving Sri Radha Krishna. Nothing in his heart. If anybody has doubt, offending, definitely destroyed like this person. So he is like, one thing he was telling. Once I told Gurudev, I cannot solve. I was in my heart. Because after disappearance many, many years, so I can never solve you. I can never glorify your glory because I have fallen. So Gurudev told me, don't worry. He came in my dream. Don't worry. The real glorification of Guru is disciple's advancement. The disciple is really advanced, that is the real glory. Nothing else. The other things only that Gurudev does for his disciples, encourage disciples for their own engagement. But if the disciple will be advanced, will be a real great devotee, that is the real Guru glory of the Gurudev.
What is spirit and what is unspirit. discipling discipline. Unless a disciple accepts discipline, he can never be a disciple. He said, the guru can. He said, my guru, he never loved me because you will never say, Nitya Lila Pramista, oh Vishnupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami. You will never say. You would say, you can say that to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, but don't say that to my guru, because my guru is always good. He's always teaching me, he's always putting me in discipline. Yeah, I'm never separated from my guru. So, he will never say Nitya Lila on the minister. He will never say that Gurudev always be, always be. He's prompted me to speak. People in Eskwar would not let him speak. He said, well, how can you not speak? If I don't speak, they said, well, then Mahaprabhu will get, Mahaprabhu will not be pleased with me. But Gurudev will not let him speak. He would always, he was, he loved Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. He would always go from this lecture, from his he was saying there are, Guru has four disciples. One knows the Manavishta of the Guru, just like Rupa Goswami. He knows the Manavishta of Guru, Guru doesn't have to tell him what to do, and he does it. The second class of disciple means that Guru tells him and then he does. And the third class of disciple means that Guru tells him and he ungrudgingly tells, oh Gurudev, it's so difficult, I cannot, it's so hot, or it's so cold, or it's very difficult to do. But then he does it. And the fourth class of Guru, the fourth class of disciple means that even Guru tells you do, but he doesn't do. He speaks ill about Guru. He doesn't like Guru. So this kind of disciple should be rejected. He said, if he was saying that if you dissatisfy you Krishna, then Gurudev can save you. But if you dissatisfy Guru, Krishna can never save you. Krishna has rejected you already. He was speaking working like of Vishnu. He was speaking like Vishnu and Balaram is flowing our heart. And then, after the flowing of the heart, then Krishna, you will hear Krishna's sweet flute. Krishna will be attracted to Krishna's flute, but the Guru, Balaram has to flow your heart. All these tattvas he was saying, I'm not a scholar like Dhamma Maharaj. One amazing thing I saw with my Gurudev, that he had so much honor to Vaishnavas. This one was not inspired in Mayapur or in Vrindavan, but as soon as he heard that some Vaishnavas, some God brothers would come to Puri, he would immediately go and pay obeisances and invite them to. Because nobody would come to Puri, even his God brothers would not come to Bhuvaneshwar, they would all go to Puri. And then he would go and call them, please come, please tell Hari Katha. But such a humble Vaishnava, and if somebody would offend the Vaishnava, I know that Bhakti Jiru Swami had offended my Gurudev so much, and that Rav Vigar had said so many horrible things about Bhakti Jiru Swami, and then Gurudev told him, told us, don't associate with him because he is Vaishnava of Adari. So merciful he was. He would not need any criticism of any Vaishnava, even though they would criticize him, they would give him so much trouble, but he never was against them. Then, because then when Prabhupada in 1975, he went to Bhuvaneshwar, 77. Then, because Prabhupada, he didn't want the temple in Puri, because all of his disciples, they wanted the temple in Puri. Said, who will come in Bhuvaneshwar? want me to make the temple in Puri, but I want you to make the temple in here. I don't want in Puri, I want it in here. Then, and Gurudev said, if they would not allow me, then I will go somewhere else, just next door, I make the temple. And they will never invite him even to Kartik or to Navadvip, Paritrav. So what did Gurudev did, like Dhamma had said, he was bringing us all over Odisha, where Mahaprabhu traveled, all the places that Mahaprabhu traveled, where his pitta is made, his lotus feet, he would go to all these places. Because nobody would invite him to Vrindavan for Kati. So he had no place to go. He would take us and go all to Odisha to place, the Mahaprabhu's places, to preach there and to remember Kati in that way.
Very good. So what is this? Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.